So, watch this. This is why we preach. This is why we sing. This is why we do what we do. So we are what? Christ's ambassador. God make his appeal, as it were, through us. We as Christ's personal what? Representative, beg you for his sake to lay hold on the divine favor now offer you and be reconciled to God. Do you understand what I just read? Do you understand what I just read? Do I need to read it again? Back it up. Let me read it again. So we are Christ's ambassador. God made his appeal, as it were, through us. We as Christ's personal representative. Who represented? Christ's personal representative. Beg you for the sake, for his sake, to lay hold on divine favor. Now offer you and be reconciled to God. Listen to this statement from verse 20. To be an ambassador, to be ambassador for Christ means that we are his diplomats. We are his diplomat agent, or the highly ranked, the highest rank sent to represent King Jesus. Authorized to speak on his behalf. We are the voice of heaven to the earth. I'm going to say that again. We are the voice of heaven to the earth, invested with royal power through the name of Jesus and the authority of the blood. We have been sent. And that's why daily you ought to be on point, ready at every given opportunity to tell that lost person, I'm here representing the King. I'm here with the authority to tell you what you're doing, who you are. God has something good for you so you can be free. Amen. So you can be delivered. Hallelujah. 21. For our sake, he made Christ virtually to be sin, who knew no sin. So that in and through him, we might become and do it with, viewed as being in, an example of the righteousness of God. What we ought to be, approved and acceptable, and in right relationship with him by his goodness. Let me read it from the King James. For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made what? The righteousness of God. Listen to the statement of this verse. This verse tells us, and this is, listen to the statement. For God made the only one who did not know sin to be sin. Hallelujah. God made the only one who knew no sin to be made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. This one verse is perhaps the greatest verse in the New Testament to describe our salvation. Through the sinless Savior, substitutionary death on the cross, a wonderful divine exchange took place at the cross. All of our sins were left there. So you remember I said earlier you didn't have no sin? All of our sins at the cross, they were left there. Somebody gonna get that on the way home, ain't you? All of our sins. Listen, our guilt was removed and forever gone. And we walked away with all of God's righteousness. What a bliss is our. Woo, that means bliss. Woo, you're so glorious and happy and excited. Woo, you can rejoice in freedom and liberty. Woo, I don't have a care. I've been set free. Glory to God. I can sing, dance, and shout. Hallelujah. What a every believer today possesses the perfect and complete righteousness of Christ. We are seen by the Father as righteous as his Son. I'm going to say it again. We are seen by the Father as righteous as his Son. God sees us the same way. He sees Jesus. Woo!